Good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, 9:06 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show, bringing you news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. I'm your host, David Boyle. Let's take a look at some news throughout the Red Rock listening area. Looking at an incident that happened last night, there was a two-vehicle car crash on Highway 145 in southern Colorado, just north of Road S. Again, that's that highway that connects Cortez and Dolores, and collision happening there, and took crews about 2 hours to clean up. We understand that emergency crews, again, responded to the area, so hope for the best, and we'll get you updated information as that comes in, but that was that collision that happened last night. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, we got the latest out of Blanding City, where members of the Blanding City Council touched on a variety of topics at their latest meeting, including updating policies related to solar power and event sponsorship, as well as approving a bid for the shade structure at the city ball fields at their latest meeting. Members of the Blanding City Council approved a contract bid for the creation of a shade structure at the Centennial Park ball fields at that April 9th meeting. The city was awarded a community development block grant at CDBG last April for the project and has been working towards completing the project since, with the city selecting a contract. The same contract now goes on to be reviewed by CDBG administrators, with that group's approval leading to work beginning on the project. Members of the Blanding City Council also approved a change to the City Council event sponsorship. Members of the Council approved changes. While the policy previously only allowed residents to ask for city sponsorship during a short time during the start of the year, the new policy allows event organizers to ask for sponsorship throughout the year. The updated policy also removed a requirement that event proceeds of city-sponsored events go to nonprofit organizations. Members of the Blanding City Council also canceled their next meeting, which is scheduled for April 23rd. The City Council canceled the meeting to avoid a conflict with the Bears Ears National Monument Draft Plan Open House, scheduled for that April 23rd from 6 to 8 at USU Blanding Campus. Another open house meeting will be held at Monument Valley High on May 16th. Blanding City Council also brought up the city plans to provide workshops for how to provide effective comments on the draft plan. Those workshops are scheduled for April 24th, May 15th, and June 5th, with workshops occurring from noon to 1 on those days and from 5 to 6 as well. Members of the Blanding City Council also approved policies related to solar power. According to the past resolutions, the policies were developed to, quote, streamline the permitting process, ensure fair and equitable net metering agreements, and provide clarity on program participation for solar PV system owners. So again, that's part of the latest Blanding City Council meeting. Members of the council also approved a change order to address some street water issues, storm drain issues, excuse me, rather, as part of a streets project that LeGrand Johnson Construction is already working on. So the city is saying, hey, take care of this storm drain issue that you discovered while you're doing those streets. So that's all part of the latest Blanding City Council meeting. You can read more in depth in the latest edition of the San Juan Record, also available online at sjrnews.com. Well, speaking of the Bears Ears National Monument Draft Plan, the first open house meeting actually occurred yesterday. That was an online open house that was held yesterday afternoon, and haven't been able to do a full write-up on that meeting, but just to give you an overview, if you were unable to listen, members of the agencies that manage the Bears Ears National Monument, that's the Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management, they spoke a little bit about the creation of the management plan, you know, how that was required as part of the presidential proclamation, was to create a management plan. So this draft is now out for public comment. Folks can weigh in. And also spoke as part of that meeting a little bit about the tribe that the Bears Ears Commission has, in developing that project and in managing the monument. Of course, it's never been done before new way of managing a monument of having official input from tribal entities, including the five tribes that make up the Bears Ears Commission. They've got historic ties to the land, so that includes the Hopi, tribe of Hopi, Zuni, as well as Ute Mountain Ute, Ute Mountain and Uray, and the Navajo Nation. So all those tribal representatives also weighing in and a part of that that draft management plan development. And again, there's several alternatives, five alternatives. The preferred alternative is identified as Alternative E, so they answered questions, you know, about that preferred alternative and other options as part of the draft management. So answered several questions, and again, we'll be writing up some of that information in an upcoming edition of the San Juan Record and sharing that on Red Rock 92. But yeah, good initial meeting there. And again, it's just the start. They've got another meeting happening tomorrow in Salt Lake City. And as mentioned, they've got two meetings local here in the Red Rock area happening in Blanding on April 23rd. And then the one in Monument Valley at Monument Valley High on May 16th. So lots of opportunities to learn about the draft management plan and weigh in. So that'll be good for folks to be a part of. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92, and we'll take a quick break. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. We'll take a break and be back here on 92.7.
Welcome to Ute Mountain Casino, where the excitement never stops. Join us for 444 Fridays. Every hour, one lucky winner wins in $400 free play, plus 400 drawing entries and 400 gift points. Rolling in free play. One winner every hour will win $400 in free play. Saturdays in April, enter our $28,000 free play giveaway with chances from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. to win up to $1,000. Local appreciation on Thursdays. Come feel the thrill all April long at Ute Mountain Casino.
Springtime is popping up all around us. Come visit Walker's True Value in Moab for all the tools and materials you need to get those spring projects done. From the garden to the patio and the fun toys to the paint and lumber to build new and spruce up. Walker's True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. Next to Walker Drug. Did you know a nuclear power plant needs just 2.2 pounds of uranium to produce as much energy as 3 million pounds of coal? Energy Fuels White Mesa Mill in Blanding is becoming America's hub for a clean and reliable energy future. They're revolutionizing the way we power our world by harnessing the incredible energy contained in naturally occurring uranium to fuel clean, carbon-free nuclear power. Visit energyfuels.com to see how they're energizing tomorrow.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. It is Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, 9:15 a.m. on this Wednesday morning. I'm your host of the morning show, David Boyle. Taking a look at some news in the Red Rock listening area, we've got some missing persons alert out of the Navajo Nation Shiprock District. There's a missing person alert for 31-year-old Daniel Hosting Henry. The 5'1" man was last seen about a half mile east of the Aneth Chapter House in Aneth, Utah. The date of last contact with Daniel was in October of 2021. He's been entered into the National Crime Information Center. If you have any information about Daniel Hosting Henry and his whereabouts, call the Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Another missing person alert for a juvenile potential runaway. Delicia Abriella Martin, the 16-year-old, listed at 5'9", was last seen in a black shirt and shorts that were cut unknown color. Day of last contact with her was Tuesday, April 16th, so just yesterday. She left on foot from her residence in Shiprock, and she has a scar of a circle near her left-hand thumb, and she's been entered into the National Crime Information Center. Again, if you know where Delicia Abriella Martin is, a 16-year-old out of Shiprock. Call the Shiprock District at 505-368-1350. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got more news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. It is Wednesday, which means we've got the latest edition of the San Juan Record hot off the press here in the Red Rock studio. A couple of different items on the in this latest edition of the San Juan Record, including that Blanding City Council report we last read, also Monticello City Council meeting. Those are on the front page. I've got a report about Dallin Bayless coming to concert in Blanding. The Broadway veteran has got a production titled Anthem of Hope, an evening of Broadway, and it's a great price for those seats. It's $5 a person, I believe, and it's going to be at San Juan High Auditorium at 7 p.m. this Friday. As part of this edition of the San Juan Record, we've also got the felony court report. We've got an article by Steve Simpson, his Tied to the Post, called Spiraling Through Time, talking about Navajo coiled baskets and also the concept of spirals and time. Got a couple of other interesting stories related to Blanding's history. Notes from Westwater, Mary Palmer writing about the old Blanding trading post and the coins that folks used to have from there. And so you can read about that. I've also got another Blanding historical story about the Palmer brothers, Terry and Taylor Palmer, that Janet Wilcox wrote for us. That's on the back page. I've also got a letter from Malcolm Lehi. He's a White Mesa councilman and member of the Bears Ears Commission, talking about the tribal and federal agencies' collaboration to protect the Bears Ears National Monument. There's a letter in our opinions there in the A section. Looking at the back section, we've got a lot of good local news. There was a big track meet last Saturday in Monticello, and so we had San Juan, Monticello, Grand, Whitehorse, Monument Valley, all competing, so you can find out about your local speedster or chucker and how they did in that meet. There's a lot of kids involved, and good Saturday afternoon. There's also sports stories about the Bronco boys tennis team and the Monticello baseball team. Also got obituaries for Darwin Paw Bergerman, as well as Benita Bell Skowgard in this edition. Of course, there's also lots of other information as well. We've got My Cave, My View from Gary Torres. He's out in Tonga on a mission, and it's got a nice story there about some efforts going on over there. Of course, Classified and Legals, and then our back page is anchored by a photo of the Monticello High School baseball team. So again, it's a full edition of the San Juan Record. I think we're 16 pages, yep, so lots of local information in there. You can pick it up throughout newsstands throughout the area. And again, you can also, if you've got an online subscription, you can check out the full edition online at sjrnews.com. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. As part of the morning show, we've got funeral notices and memorial services happening throughout the area. Funeral services for Benita Bell Skowgard, age 84, of Monticello, began at 2 on Friday, this Friday, at the North Monticello Chapel of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visitation from 11:30 a.m. to 1:30. Steve Cannon, age 73, of Monticello, passed away on February 25th. A celebration of life for Steve will be held at 10 a.m. this Saturday at the Monticello LDS Stake Center. Funeral services for Clifford Lee Carter, age 64, of Moab, began at noon on Saturday, April 20th, at the Old City Park in Moab. Carter passed away on March 3rd. The family of Stephen Carey McCandless invites friends and families to a celebration of his life on Saturday, the 27th of April, from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Old City Park in Moab. It passed away on April 8th. For more information on these services and notices, check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be back with more news and happenings. Stick with us. It's the morning show here on Red Rock 92.
Summertime is knocking on the door in Red Rock Country, and Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, has a special offer to help Red Rock 92 listeners get their air conditioners tuned up in time for the heat wave. Now through the end of spring, get your AC service for only $99. That's just $99 for full springtime service on your AC from Moab Heat and Cool. The deal's gone when the heat's on, so take advantage of this special limited time offer. Call Moab Heat and Cool today at 435-259-1519.
Moab Heat and Cool can now handle all your plumbing needs.
Calling all quilting enthusiasts! Have you ever dreamed of creating your masterpiece quilt? Look no further than Canyonland Quilts in Moab. With over 1,300 bolts of fabric and state-of-the-art handy quilter long-arm quilting machines and sewing machines, we have everything you need to start and finish your quilt. Let your creativity soar and join us as we turn fabrics into works of art. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Moab Business Park and 24/7 at CanyonlandQuilts.com. See you soon and happy quilting!
Small or medium-sized business owner? Then you know the value of reliable IT support. Introducing Cinch IT, your ally in tech operations. We handle every IT challenge, from unresponsive computers to faulty printers. We also safeguard against cyber threats with our advanced cybersecurity services. Starting with a comprehensive audit, we help secure your tech operations. Ready to upgrade your IT experience? Connect with Cinch IT today. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or visit cinchit.com. Cinch IT, your IT sidekick.
It's tax season, and there's no better place to use your refund than High Performance Ford of Moab. Tax refunds make great down payments and can help lower your monthly interest rate. We have a wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles with deals on everything from Mavericks to Super Duties and thousands off F-150s. We offer a variety of financing options with rates as low as 1.9% on F-150s and 0% financing on Explorers, Edges, and Escapes. Call or come in today. Tax season done right at High Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
It's warming up out there, and Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, has everything you need to help you get your gardens and flowers planted in time for summer fun. The shelves are packed with lots of great camping, fishing, swimming, and barbecue gear. Park benches are 20% off, and they've got you covered for allergy season, too. Walker Drug offers local prescription delivery and a medical sync program. Walker Drug, Moab's everything store, right next door to Walker's True Value.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the morning show on 92.7 FM. It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024, 9:25 a.m. Got to make a correction. I'll make it again, but mention the Dallin Vale Bayless concert that's happening this Friday. Tickets for adults are $10, children are $5, and little ones, I think under five, are free. I'm going to fact check that as I get that there at the end. But again, that's going to be a nice event at San Juan High's Auditorium this Friday. Well, again, that song you just heard coming in, that was the number one song on today's date in 1984, 40 years ago today. Take a Look at Me Now by Phil Collins, originally titled How Can You Just Sit There. The Phil Collins song was featured in the soundtrack to the 1984 film of the same name. April 17th, 1961 was the Bay of Pigs invasion. Forces of Cuban leader Fidel Castro repelled a group of exiles who attempted to take Cuba. On this day in 1970, Apollo 13 safely splashed down in the Pacific Ocean after an oxygen tank exploded in outer space. Sorry if that spoils the Tom Hanks movie if you haven't seen it yet. The Khmer Rouge, under the command of Pol Pot, entered Nam Nen, Cambodia on this day in 1975. The killing fields resulted in the eventual death of an estimated 2.2 million Cambodians. Today is Second Amendment Day to honor the right to keep and bear arms. Today is also Ford Mustang Day. The first Mustang was introduced at the 1964 World's Fair in New York City. 22,000 sold on the first day they were available, made a young Ford executive, Lee Iacocca, a household name. And that's a name that's easy to bring into your house. That's a cool name. National Banana Day is today, and Haiku Day to celebrate Japanese poetry. Looks like Bill maybe wrote this. Haiku Day is here. April breeze, warm and gentle. Joyful holiday. Or, haikus are so short, poets must count every word. Fewer lines equals more punch. I don't know that equal sign. I had to read it. Maybe fewer lines, more punch. Anyways, I like that first one a little bit better. But yeah, if you've got a haiku and you want us to read it on the morning show, you gotta email it quick, or we'll read it tomorrow. Send an email to info@redrock92.com. We'll read your haiku. We'll do it especially if it's your birthday. Looking at birthdays today, actress Jennifer Gardner's birthday is today. She is 13 going on 30, going on 52. Professional wrestler Rowdy Roddy Piper was born on this day in 1954, died in 2015. Retired NFL quarterback Boomer Esiason is 63. And Senior Wences was born on this day in 1896. He was a ventriloquist who was always at the end of the Ed Sullivan Show back in the 1960s, but only if they had a few minutes of time to fill. He died in 1999 at the age of 103. Local birthdays today for R.L. Wilcox. Happy birthday, R.L. If you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com. Again, it's the morning show on 92.7, and as part of the morning show, we've got the on-air job fair. That's right, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports report. Stick with us. You're listening to the morning show here on Red Rock 92.7 FM. Also, of course, if you're listening to the morning show and you miss it, or you heard something that you couldn't believe, or an interview that we did in the past, you can check out the Red Rock 92 podcast. It's available on our website, redrock92.com, and also most major podcast platforms, Red Rock Morning Show. Here's the job fair.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
Ready to hire? Young's Machine Company is looking for a qualified applicant with great customer service skills. This position requires skills in shipping and receiving parts, purchasing, inventory, and data entry, as well as other office work. Applicant must be computer literate, capable of multiple tasking, and available to work Monday through Thursday, 6 to 8 hours per day. Young's Machine Company is an equal opportunity employer. Call Steve Young at 435-587-2292 or fax your resume to 435-587-2312. Enjoy great pay, benefits, and work environment at San Juan Health. Positions at San Juan Hospital include a nurse's manager, a dietary cook, and laboratory, radiology, and ultrasound technologists. Also, Spanish Valley Clinic seeks a receptionist. Apply at sanjuanhealth.org under the Careers tab. For more information, call Melissa at 435-587-1114 or email msladesanjuanhealth.org. The Canyonland Solid Waste District has several openings. A mechanic, a lube tech, a heavy equipment operator, and CDL drivers are needed. If you're looking for year-round work with the best benefits in the area, stop by 2295 South Highway 191 in Moab or visit them on the web at swssd1.org. You can also call at 435-259-6314 for more information. San Juan County has a number of job openings, including Economic Development Director, an Economic Development Specialist, and an Advanced EMT or Paramedic in Blanding. Also seeking 6 seasonal workers, two weed sprayers, two road department laborers in Blanding, and two road department laborers in Monticello. There are also two part-time positions in Blanding, one for a senior center aide and the other for a library aide. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. Grand School District needs you. Openings are for bus drivers, a groundskeeper maintenance person, a Dene Language Family Club instructor, a district speech pathologist, a severe special ed paraprofessional, and a lead teacher slash dean of students at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Worldmark Moab has an immediate opening for an experienced maintenance manager with a $3,000 sign-on bonus. Also, front desk, housekeeping, and house person wanted at $20.50 an hour. Worldwide travel discounts, full benefits, and limited shared housing are available. Come join our dynamic team at Worldmark Moab. Apply in person, on-site, at 1435 North Highway 191 or online at careers.travelandleisureco.com. Discover your next career at the Synergy Company in Moab. Currently hiring production assistants to join our team and help create and package our line of vitamins and dietary supplements. Positions start at $18 to $21 per hour, and new hires enjoy a $1,500 sign-on bonus. Our jobs offer fantastic benefits and on-site childcare. All positions are year-round, indoors, and offer advancement opportunities. Visit thesynergycompany.com to learn more and apply today. Lisbon Valley Mine still has a number of open positions, including heavy equipment mechanics and an industrial electrician. Lisbon Valley Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions for registered nurses in many departments, including an OB/med surgery registered nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech, a scrub technician, a sleep technician, and a sleep technician trainee, in addition to a part-time surgical services clerk. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
The Doobie Sisters, Montezuma County's only family-owned and operated recreational cannabis dispensary, is excited to announce the opening of their second location in Mancos. Find great deals during happy hour every day from 4:20 to 6 and shop a newly expanded inventory. There's always something for everyone at the Doobie Sisters. Order online at doobiesistersco.com. The Doobie Sisters, the best cannabis customer experience in the Four Corners since 2016.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Choose the best broadband internet with Emory Telecom. Right now, new customers get their first 4 months of e-fiber internet free. Unlimited data plans start at $59.95 a month. Add a phone line to any plan for just $10 a month. Plus, bundle cable TV to any internet or phone plan. Give Emory Telecom a call right now. 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emorytelecom.com. Emory Telecom, your local advantage.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on 92.7 FM. It's 9:38 a.m. on this Wednesday morning, April 17th, and it's Wednesday, which means we got the sports report in person, in studio. It's Rhett Sifford bringing us local sports news. How's it going, Rhett?
It's all right. I had to roll out of the ditch again today with the apologies for the voice again. We're still not doing well. I'll try to do this without hacking up a lung, I guess. But
well, it's a long table, so we can catch it. We can throw it back in if we have to.
Might just have to toss it to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've obviously in the throes of spring sports, of course. In fact, you know, season's reaching their halfway point. I just noticed today that Utah has taken down the 2A soccer standing. So I guess I don't think they're in their last week. I'm not sure why that disappeared, but I guess maybe it's to that point already in the soccer season where the playoffs are approaching. So the last week or so of the season, they remove those standings and put them back up when they're finalized. But some baseball and softball and girls soccer scores from yesterday. This one blew my mind. This is a doubleheader. Dove Creek hosting Ignacio yesterday, and Dove Creek on the short end of the stick in both of these games. A kind of normal score, if you will, in the first game, a 13-2 loss, and I have never seen this, but Dove Creek losing to Ignacio 38-17 in game two. That's a football score right there, man. I have never seen 38 runs scored in a base. I don't know if Colorado doesn't do the mercy rule or, Ignacio had no mercy, I guess, yesterday. Yeah. So.
Well, 17 runs, though, for the Bulldogs.
I know.
Too. So, I mean, they were getting on base and scoring, but and there was the rate Ignacio was.
There was a game last week, Dove Creek lost to Rangeley 21-18. So, I mean, there have been some high-scoring games with Dove Creek this year. So,
yeah,
38-17, definitely an anomaly that I haven't seen. I mean, that'd be kind of exciting if you like offensive baseball, I guess.
Yeah.
And kind of a high-scoring game yesterday, Grand and Monticello. That was in Monticello. Just a one-off, not a doubleheader between these rivals, but Grand winning 19-6. Game that was scheduled, Montezuma Cortez was supposed to come over and play San Juan in a doubleheader, but those games were canceled, unfortunately. On the softball diamond yesterday, San Juan beating Grand in a showdown between local rivals, 19-1. And on the girls' soccer pitch, Montezuma Cortez tying their second game in just the last few days. They tied this past weekend? I don't know if I can find it real quick. Okay, it was Alamosa, and then yesterday tied Bayfield. So that's kind of a local rivalry for Montezuma Cortez. And then let's see, a couple events going on today. We've got a couple track events. Dolores, Dove Creek, Macus, Montezuma Cortez, and Whitehorse are all at the Bayfield Invitational number 2. So that's the second Invitational at Bayfield this year. And Nucla is at Montrose today. So a couple track events. Just taking a look at the RPI standings that are available. And we've got some teams in the top 10, top 5 actually, too, in Utah baseball. San Juan still number 3. They've got a 13-5 record. Grand County is 5th in the Utah 2A, 13-6 record. And Monticello is 12th with a 1-8 record. In the Utah 2A softball standing, San Juan 6th at 10-7. Grand County's 8th with a 7-6 record. Monticello bringing up the rear at 19th with an 0-10 record. Like I said, the boys' soccer standings were removed, but before they were removed, Grand County was in 5th. They now have an 8-2 record. San Juan is 1-8. They were 20th the last time I checked on those standings. Over in Colorado, 3A baseball, Montezuma Cortez is up to 17th with a 7-7 record. In the 1A ranks, Dove Creek has dropped down to 23rd with a couple losses this past week or so. They're 5-7 now. Nucla is 26th with a 4-8 record. And then 3A girls soccer, Montezuma Cortez, 33rd with a kind of a strange looking record now, but they're 2-3-2 on the year after the two ties in their most recent games. So that's a look at the standings, a look at the activities. Kind of a light day today, and then action's going to start heating up, of course, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've got a lot on tap. I would normally report that on the sports report, but the voice is just not cooperating too well. So
yeah.
I'll see if I can get back on the air at some point regularly, but struggling a little bit. So
yeah. No worries. Well, again, thanks for that, Rhett. We've got the regional sports report now. Of course, NBA play-in game last night and the Lakers beating the New Orleans Pelicans, and that is relevant because that means the Lakers play the Nuggets in the opening round game. So Denver Nuggets, the 2 seed, looking to repeat and defend their title. Their first game will be this Saturday at 8:30. It's Eastern, 6:30 Mountain in Denver. Also, the Phoenix Suns are the 6th seed. They'll be playing in Minnesota against the Timberwolves. Their first game will also be on Saturday. That's NBA playoffs. Taking a look at Major League Baseball, the Diamondbacks squeaking out a win yesterday, 12-11 over the Chicago Cubs, improving to 9-9 on the year. They also play host Chicago today. 1:30 p.m. is the opening pitch, and the Rockies losing in Philadelphia to the Phillies yesterday, 5-0. They'll take Philadelphia on again today, 4 p.m.
You need to let me
opening pitch.
Sorry, you need to let me interrupt you and throw out one more thing. I don't know if you've heard the news that Salt Lake City is going to be getting an NHL team. I don't know if you've reported that. So
we did. We reported, and we said, well, we're going to have to start adding to the regional
That's
sports
right,
report.
As it should be.
Yes. Yep. Well, and we're going to have to plan to just have some personal days for Mr. Sifford when the Blues are playing in
Go
Salt
up and
Lake.
See him play, yeah. I don't know. It's probably going to be really popular the first year, of course. Might be harder to get tickets at a family affordable rate. I don't know. You know, it's become so expensive to go to any professional sports event these days. But
yeah. Yeah. So, it'll be interesting. It'll be fun to see how
it is going to be crazy.
Races hockey.
I think it'll be successful up there. So
I think so. Well, very good. More so than in the desert.
Right.
Well, again, it's the morning show on 92.7. That's going to do it for the regional sports report. And with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Wednesday.